The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you that I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord's words are eternally true. They will never pass away. So what he said to his apostles, he speaks to us today, and he will speak until the end of the world. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. I've given you a peace. Remain in that peace. So when worries or fears arise, he's saying, you have a choice as to whether to give in to these or not. And I want you to remain in my peace. But it's interesting, he makes a distinction between the peace he gives and the peace that the world can give. When do we lose the peace that he gives? It's when we're seeking worldly peace, right? Gosh, I want to make a lot of money, you know, then everything will be good. Boy, if I just had perfect health, you know, then I'd truly be happy. If I could reach that next step socially, you know, if you know, on and on and on. My brothers and sisters, who is behind the peace that the world can give? Three lines later, our Lord says, there is a ruler of this world. And he is referring to Satan. His words are eternally true. Satan will always be the ruler of this world until the end of time. And our Lord came to overcome the world, but his kingdom is not of this world. And he doesn't want us seeking the peace that is of the world, because then we succumb to the works of the evil one. That is not his path for us. I close with a little story from St. Francis de Sales, who was a bishop. And one time a man, after a public gathering, came up and just kind of tore into him. And his attendants are standing there. They're like, oh my gosh, why don't you respond? Why don't you lash back at him? Put that guy in his place. And the man leaves, he departs, and his attendants come up to him and say, Bishop, why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you do anything? And he said, it has taken me 20 years to develop the virtue of patience. Do you think I was going to let that guy steal it in one moment? I want to remain in that peace. I could have had the peace of lashing back at him, putting him in his place, getting revenge. I don't want that peace. May we not seek that kind of peace either.